BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. Our show for tonight is Sledgehammer Show number 439, Bubbles in the Water. Anybody who's ever waited for the water to boil knows, for pasta or for anything like that, it knows that, once the bubbles start, you're almost there, and your water's going to be boiled, and you're going to be ready to cook an egg or boil some pasta. But what we're going to be talking about tonight is bubbles in the water of things that are going to be happening that we wish were not happening. Okay, so what we're going to go to is our next slide here. Let me introduce myself to you tonight. I'm Rav Hunan Ben Moishe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the Book of Revelation. Come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. You can come out any Saturday. That's at 11 o'clock for worship, the news, and the Word of God, the most important thing. Come out and be with us. Spend the whole day with us, and you're sure to enjoy it. And if you like or hate the Sledgehammer Show, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. You can see the Sledgehammer Show and our other broadcasts on Rumble, okay? And if you're watching this live on Wednesday night, you might get a little glitchy in the feed because we're supposed to have the Republican debate and President Trump on Tucker on Twitter, okay? So and that's through Rumble and stuff like that, so there might be some glitching, but you can always watch the recorded video, okay? Always check out our Rumble page and yeshuatube.org, because YouTube is, they're freaks and they're morons, and they want to take stuff off the air if you don't agree with their medical advice. They took our congregational past Shabbat lesson off the air because I might have mentioned something about vaccinations or something like that. And YouTube is just pathetic. They are scum. So go to rumble.com/BGMCTV. You can always watch our streams on yeshuatube.org. And if you'd like to help support the ministry, please do by sending a check or money order to Beth Goyim. That's a tax deductible check or money order to Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined on my tonight's show by my good late friend, Ben Jimenez III. Put your background on, okay? Ben Jimenez III, okay? And as we always start off our show, we start off with the Word of God. And I was discussing, many things with my wife at breakfast this morning. And, you got all these these talking heads. I mean, they're giving out good information. But without the Word of God, it doesn't mean anything. You're just giving information out that has just your viewpoint. And you must understand what's going on in the world, prophecy, news, all this stuff with the full Word of God. You can't be, you know, having half a book. You know, you can't be saying homosexuality is bad and while eating your ham sandwich. To God, they're pretty much the same. You can't be saying homosexuality is bad and worshiping on Sunday, worshiping another God. So it's vitally important that you look at the news and try to understand what's going on in these end of days with the understanding of the laws of God, with the whole counsel of the Bible. Okay, you need, and you know, most importantly, you need Yeshua the Messiah and these other parts. Without them, nothing else matters. Okay, you need to have the Word of God. So what we're looking at here to start out, you know, we're going to be talking about the mask mandates coming back and war. Okay, we're going to be talking about war. But you need to understand through the Word and through God's Torah, His mitzvot, His commandments, that there is a price to pay. On your screen there, I got Devarim, Deuteronomy 21, verse 18 through 21. If a man has a stubborn, rebellious son who will not obey what his father or mother says, and even after they discipline him, he still refuses to pay attention to them, then his father and mother are to take hold of him and bring him out to the leaders of the town at the gate of that place, and say to the leaders of the town, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He doesn't pay attention to us, lives wildly, gets drunk." Then all the men of the town are to stone him to death. And in this way you will put an end to such wickedness among you, and all of Israel will hear about it and be afraid. Okay, so why I have this up to start the Sledgehammer Show is there's a price to pay for your actions, okay? Every action that you do, everything you say, everything you do will have positive and negative reactions, okay, from God. And well, why I chose this scripture for the start of the show is when we are being rebellious to God, there's going to be a price to pay. There has to be a price to pay. If there's a God in heaven, which there is, okay, there has to be a price to pay when we're rebellious, okay? When we're not following His ways, when we're not following His commandments, His mitzvot, all these things. And this son, you know, the mother, in the scripture, the mother and father tried to discipline him. So they bring him out to the city gate, and they don't just stone him. They're going to have a trial with the leaders of the town there. And the young man is going to be able to give his side of the situation. It's the same with all of us that are going to be going, you know, everybody's going to go to heaven at least for a moment. Okay, that's what I said. Everyone gets to heaven to state your case. So this young man is stubborn and rebellious, and the parents need to discipline him. Okay? And, you know, people say, well, we can't stone them to death. Yes, we should, if we're following Torah. Okay? You can't have it both ways. You can't eat meat in a ham sandwich, worshiping on Christmas and Easter, and not following the laws of God, and say yes to stoning. Okay? What it is that We need to follow God's rules. All of them. Not just the ones we like. The ones that apply to us. That's a very important point. All the ones that apply to us, okay? And, you know, the other part in verse 21, God said, the Father said, Jehovah said, this is what I want done. And he says, by doing this, you will put an end to such wickedness among you, okay? Because the people will hear about it and be afraid. So, Ben, do you think that we should do this any longer? Do you think that this is bad to even contemplate doing? What's your thoughts about, you know, stoning a child, you know, not a child, stoning a young man? Okay, and it doesn't say a girl, it says a young man. What's your thought about, would this work in today's society? What do you think? You got to put the microphone closer to your mouth.
Can you hear me?
Barely. Okay, so, well, Ben, okay, go ahead.
You hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think that if this existed in today's present time, we wouldn't see what we're seeing right now. The reason why, you know, Hashem has gave us rulings of this nature is to put the fear in God in us and not want to do these things so that we don't have to pay, you know, the price with our lives. But I really do think that if this were today, like when they used to do hangings and stuff in the West, and you know, people were spectators of the punishment for the crimes that were committed, and we're visual creatures, so a lot of us can learn by seeing someone else pay for their mistakes, and those are the smart ones. Then there are those who won't learn until they burn. But yeah, I strongly believe that this is good, because nothing that God spoke is not good. Everything that he said, from in the beginning, you know, God created the heavens and the earth, to, you know, that hell and death will be cast into the lake of fire, and their torment will go up in smoke forever and ever and ever. Everything in between that is good.
Amen. All right, so we're going to tie that part together with stoning the child to death to this Jeremiah scripture, this Yirmiyahu chapter 4, that we spoke about in Bible study last night, but I just felt it needed to be for this show also, right? Your own ways and your actions have brought these things on yourselves. This is your wickedness, so bitter. It has reached your very heart. My guts are writhing in pain. My heart, it beats wildly. I can't stay still because I have heard the shofar sound. It's the call to war. The news is disaster after disaster. All the land is ruined. My tents are suddenly destroyed. My tent curtains in an instant. How long must I see the single and hear the shofar sound? Okay, so that's really important what we just read, because the reason it's so important is when you're hearing the shofar sound in ancient times, it would be that the watchman could see danger coming. I mean, the Watchman would also sound for good things, but he would sound for bad things. He would sound the shofar, and you know, the guy would have hopefully good eyesight. And when he was sounding the shofar, he would be warning the people to get ready that something big, somebody was attacking us. There was danger coming to the walls of the city that you were living in. And so in Jeremiah 4, you know, in verse 21, he said, "How long must I see that signal and hear the shofar sound?" It's sort of like, I've never heard it down here, but when I was a kid, at on the weekend, on they would sound the air raid sirens on Saturday and Sunday. They would sound the air raid sirens at noon to test them. Okay. Now the reason we're talking about this is there is something huge on its way, and it's not going to be something pleasant. You know, we can't keep going on like this as a nation, as a people, and not think that there's going to be some price to pay. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to listen to the news. You know, I'm a news junkie. My wife is a news junkie, and Yeshua, our Messiah, said that we should be aware of the news, of the signs of the times. And there's, you know, we're going to be talking about two subjects today: the coming back of the COVID restrictions and war in a little while. But we need to, as I said, you can't look at these things, you know, like, you know, Stu Peters, you know, Alex Jones, David Icke, all these talking heads, you know, MSNBC, Cartoon News Network, CNN, you know, you can't look at this stuff without the Word of God. So war is coming, and we need to be ready for it. And, you know, you can't say I don't want to hear it. So let me add one other scripture. "For the Son of Man's coming will be just as it was in the days of Noah. Back then, before the flood, people went on eating and drinking, taking wives and becoming wives, right up till the day Noah entered the ark. And they didn't know what was happening until the flood came and swept them all away. It will be just like that when the Son of Man comes." Okay? Now, the reason we're looking at this, is when you're not paying attention to the signs and wonders, to the signs of the times. This is what Yeshua is talking about in Matthew 24. Okay? They didn't know what was happening until the flood came, because the people of Noah's time were not looking at the signs and wonders that he had completed building the ark after 100 years. He had completed getting the animals, and he had, the door was shut. So they had not noticed the signs of time because they were in their own little bubble. And it's the same with what's going on here, Ben, in our times, that the people are not looking at what's going on. They're not paying attention to the signs and wonders. Okay? Things are going to be changing, especially, you know, like I said, we're going to get to the new COVID restrictions coming, because we have a lot of really stupid people out there that, you know, I've seen people still wearing masks. I mean, are you're brainless. I mean, there's nothing, that mask is doing nothing. You know, I want to get flyers made up, and I know there's a picture out there, I got to find it, of somebody who's taken a drag of a cigarette and is blowing the smoke out through their mouth or their nose behind a mask. And you see all the smoke coming out of the mask. And this is what these brain dead people don't understand. But They're not looking at the signs of the times. So, Ben, will it be like, why will it be like the days of Noah? Why do you think it Yeshua says this?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I can raise the volume if you need. The reason I think that Yeshua said that the coming of the Son of Man will be just as in the days of Noah is not only were they drinking and partying and marrying and giving into marriage, fornicating and having orgies and stuff, there was also a lot of experimentation going on between, you know, first off, before I go into this, let me just reiterate the words of King Shlomo. There is nothing new under the sun. Everything that was, is, and everything that will be has been done. So with that, there was corruption of the genetic makeup of man going on. There was a lot of experimentation, a lot of idol worship, worship of self, sexual worship, the same things that we're seeing now. We see that in the LGBTQ community. We see it in the heterosexual community. We see it and now we're seeing it infiltrating our children. It's no longer suggestive programming, it's forced programming. And the reason being is because we know that in Revelation it speaks of the 144,000, the 12,000 out of each of the tribes of Israel who were virgin men. In other words, they have never been defiled by women. So how do we prevent, or how would we prevent this from happening? How would the enemy of our souls prevent this from happening? Let's just infect everybody with homosexuality. Why not? You know, they'll be tainted because they're actually going against Torah, because Torah says you're not to sleep with another man as with a woman. You know, that's one of God's commandments. You know, it's depravity. It's abhorrent. It's an abomination. And everything that's happening now, we can safely say that it happened back then, simply with the words of Shlomo and the words that our Messiah said, for the days that the Son of Man shall come back will be like the days of Noah. You know, there's a lot of corruption, not just in the political, financial, business sense. There's corruption within the human makeup. Man has been experimenting, trying to create new species, cloning people, cloning animals. What was that first sheep that was cloned? What was her name?
Dolly. Dolly.
Dolly. A sheep that they had cloned, I think it was back in the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken.
Late 80s.
It was late 80s?
Yeah, late 80s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, you know, we look at this as scientific and technological advancement, but there is really none of that really exists if we hold God's word to be true, you know, and faithful, because King Shlomo said it. There is nothing new under the sun. Everything that we're doing now has been done before. It's nothing new. It's new to us.
but not in the eyes of God. And, you know, history repeats itself. I forgot the person who said the quote, those who fail to study history are doomed to repeat it. And because a lot of our history has been erased and we fail to research and investigate and study, we're going to repeat what's been going on for eons.
Yeah, we're definitely going to repeat what went on. And one of the biggest reasons we're going to repeat, and I want you to look at these pictures very closely, okay? This is Joseph Goebbels, okay? He was Hitler's public relations director. He was a master at his craft. And you can't forget these two things that are on the screen. On the left it says, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. That's extraordinarily powerful, because this is absolutely correct. You tell a big enough lie and you keep telling it over and over and over. It's the government. They won't lie to me. You know, it's the government. They care for us. No, they don't. The government does not care for you. Okay? There's only one government that does care for you, and that's the government of God Almighty. Okay? No other government official would give his life so that you could have everlasting life. And that was Yeshua, the Son of the Living God. Okay? And the second thing, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. Okay? That's what the Nazis did. And that's what is happening now. Okay? Accuse the other side of what's going on, of what you're doing, because, you know, you draw their attention to that. This is the same thing that went on in the 1930s is the same exact script that is being done today. So emblazing those two pictures in your mind, but most of all emblazing the two things that are said on it. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. Okay, this is vitally important as we progress into we're going to our stories. Okay, that there are incredible lies coming once again. Okay, in our first stories, okay, we're going to be talking about the COVID restrictions coming back. Okay, anybody who has not done their own research, you know, you deserve what's coming. But we got governments that are going to be telling lies big enough and often enough to, you know, to make people believe. And on Cartoon News Network, or in other words, CNN, it says it may be time to break out the masks against COVID, some experts say. Okay, anybody who believes that the mask is stopping something is a moron. Okay, and you're probably not watching this show, but you need to send it to people. Okay, the N95 masks, they stop stuff, but people aren't wearing the N95 masks. And once again, if you want to see it stop anything, you know, take a drag of a cigarette and have the mask on, take a drag of the cigarette, and then blow the smoke out through your mouth and through your nose, and you see where the smoke ends up. That's what's going on with your breath, okay? But tell a lie, a big enough lie, often enough, people will believe it. So we have this noise coming back again. And they're going to do it because most people are they can't walk and chew gum at the same time because they'll use up their one brain cell. Okay? So, you know, it says it's time to dust off those N95 masks and place them snugly over your nose and mouth to protect yourself from a recent uptick of the virus, according to growing numbers of experts. If you had a vaccination, I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but it's coming around again. You know, if you've had your vaccination, you should be... You're not going to get it because you get the vaccination. Okay? Use your brain, you twits. You know, anybody who's watching CNN is just a moron anyway. Okay? And, you know, God calls us stupid. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 4, God calls us stupid. Okay? Let's see what else is going on. The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, U.S. health authorities tracking new COVID-19 variant. The World Health Organization, which is demonic, and they don't have any real doctors. They don't practice medicine because they don't. Okay. U.S. health authorities said Friday they are closely monitoring a new variant of COVID-19. Although the potential impact of BA.2.86 is currently unknown because they've never isolated the COVID-19 so-called virus, okay? Although potential impact, they're lying to you. Let me bring up our good friend Joseph over here. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And they did. We had disaster. We had police coming into our sanctuary in New Jersey, shutting down service. We had schools being closed. We had businesses being closed. And now they're starting it up again. These people need to be locked up. Anybody, you know, and you think, you know, we're safe from the World Health Organization. Our government has made alliances with these people. So get your guns ready, oil them up, get ready for the war. Because don't go for this. You know, let me put it up there again. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. A couple years ago, I went to the store and you see all these people wearing masks. I'm like, I said to people, can you smell through that? Yes. So if you could smell, how did it get into your nose if you're wearing a mask? Okay. So, but it's interesting here, and then I'll bring up my pal Ben in here. At the bottom of this slide, this new variant has been detected in Israel, Denmark, and the USA. Interesting. So these are the places that they're going to start trying to lock down first. So, Ben, are you hearing anything at work? You deal with a lot of the public in your business. So, did you have to deal with people that, you know, wore the mask, that were afraid, you know, when this was around last time? And are you hearing it again now?
Funny that you should say that. Lately, within the past couple of weeks, more and more employees at my job site, where I work at, are wearing masks. Why? Because more and more employees are getting sick. And a lot of them are coming back positive from COVID-19. But what these people don't understand is that the tests that they give them to detect COVID-19 were created
to read false positives. The news is definitely hyping up this new variant. Got the name that they gave it, but it was like a weird name, and that they trying to
it's BA.2.86,
something like that. But it kind of reminds me of, not that anybody should be watching, John Wick, but some Russian mobster had told his son, you just woke up, Baba Yaga, Baba Yaga in I think in Russian or Slovak is it means boogeyman. They're trying to instill fear once again. But I think this time, I honestly think this time, that at least I'm hoping this time, that people have their eyes open a little more, after seeing that, for almost a whole year now, nobody has gotten sick with this COVID thing. Little stragglers here and there, but people are falling like flies where I work at, and it's nothing more than a bad flu. That's all it is. I'm not going to mention it here, but on Shabbat, I have something for you. It's the name of a medical organization that deals with the pill that starts with the letter I, and they prescribe it to.
It's ivermectin. You can get ivermectin from Dr. Stella Emanuel, and she does telemed, and Dr. Marvel, freedoctors.com. Mm-hmm. I think everybody, if you've taken the vaccination, that was stupid, but what happened to you is it's destroying your immune system. Yes. So you need to give it the tools. Right now, we're in summer, so you can go outside for 15 minutes a day at minimum and get vitamin D, get what God put. You need vitamin C, you need ivermectin, and chloroquine. Yeah, you need that. And you can get it from Dr. Stella Emanuel, MD, .com. Just look up Dr. Stella. She's a funny Christian. She's an African. So you need to have these things. You need to have vitamin C in your house, vitamin D, vitamin B, and those two drugs. And what myfreedoctors.com and Dr. Stella know of, in each state, pharmacies that will send you the drugs, okay? Because what they're going to be doing again is they're going to be locking it up, because they want you to be sick. They want you to be sick, okay? So let's add to what they're doing, and then I'll bring Ben back in a minute. Now, one of the things they did with the original COVID garbage is they had a computer model, and the computer model said that 200 million people were going to die. Now, once again, they're using these flawed computer models again. And once again, the computer model is only as good as the information that you give it. And since you're flawed humans and you don't know what you're dealing with, and you know, Dr. Fauci, that little weasel of a man, that little piece of garbage, he's not really, he wants to kill people, okay? Now, they're using this computer model. Francois Velux, professor of computational system biology at University College in London. Okay, now there's your problem again. Okay, Now, as Ben said, people, you know, at his job are wearing masks. I've noticed at the supermarket that people are wearing masks again. Are you brain dead? The masks don't work. Okay, go ahead, Ben.
I totally agree with you that these masks do not work. Even the N95 mask. To put it to the real test, the smoke is a little thinner than sheetrock dust. Okay? A person who's standing compound or plaster in a room wearing an N95 mask, you'll see a nice white ring around their face, okay? Because all the dust is on the outside. But you'll see their hairs in their nose as white as snow. So if these masks are supposed to protect you from virus, which is actually, you know, microscopically thinner than sheetrock or even smoke, If it can't protect you from that, it's not going to protect you from the virus. You know, our bodies were made to fight off disease and to fight off infirmities and to fight off sicknesses. The reason why a lot of people can't fight these diseases off is because they don't take care of themselves. Their bodies are full of mucus. Mucus is the number one cause of just about every disease. You have a sinus infection, what's wrong with you? You've got mucus. You've got bronchitis, what's wrong with you? You've got mucus. You have asthma, what's wrong with you? You've got mucus. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Once you get rid of the mucus, you can get rid of the disease. Once you do a cleansing of your body with natural herbs and lemons and limes and apple cider vinegar, your body can begin to heal itself. Once you start putting the correct foods in us, the body will take the nourishments from that food and heal itself.
And the other part, I forgot the other one. You need quercetin.
Yeah,
quercetin.
Well, quercetin. CoQ10. The old CoQ10. Yeah.
Let's stay on the point of, let's look at what they're promoting again. They're promoting this that you're gonna die. They're promoting that, you know, we gotta lock things up. Okay, so let's stay our focus on that, because we can do a whole show. And if you go to the Beth Goin website, bgmctv.org, and go to our education section, I have a whole medical section. And I'm going to, you know, encourage my wife, who for 20 years was a BSN RN and a director of nursing, to start, you know, putting together videos, short videos on, you know, 15-minute, half-hour videos on all these different things that we should have. Okay, but let's turn our focus back to this, Ben. And, you know, this Sun Tzu that they're doing, this Goebbels, how do you think it plays out where you work, the people you work with, the people that you deal with? You know, are they news junkies? Are they CNN junkies? Do they get scared easily? You know, let's talk about the people, you know, don't name names or anything, but, you know, what are you seeing in Florida?
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing, and this is on a daily basis, you have people opening up doors with their arms. They don't want to touch the handles, but they'll push the doors open and then they'll rub their faces. I mean, it's just this the nonsense that I see. You know, people are still germophobic, if not a little bit more than prior to COVID. But people are starting to keep their distance again. This is all a result of the programming that they did within those that year and a half, you know, from the inception of COVID-19. People are used to this already, you know. Like I mentioned before, the cars on forget that road in Jersey. I think it was Tunnelly Ave
or Kennedy, no, or
it was a road in Rutherford, going through Rutherford. I think it was 17. On 17 at the Krispy Kreme, there were cars with people with masks and gloves and their windows closed, and the cars themselves were 6 feet apart. You know, I laughed at it every day because it was just the ridiculousness that was going on. But we can compare that to what Joseph Goebbels said, you know. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people are going to believe it. And that's exactly where we fall. Not many of us are leaders, you know. And those who are leaders are leading the people erroneously, because when God saw that everything that he made, which man was the last thing, he said, it is very good. Okay? And if it's very good for God, then it should be very good. But man has stained that, and they don't want us to know where we come from and who we really are, because then they wouldn't have any control over us. You know, and all this, you know, all this is going to lead to the greatest chaos in all of history of men, you know. And we can see that through the next scripture that you know, you have up on the board here. I guess you're going to read that, because it leads us into the next section.
Yeah, Yeshua our Messiah said, for peoples will fight each other, nations will fight each other, and there'll be famines and earthquakes in various parts of the world. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Okay, this is where it leads to. And America is not going to be around, because she's going to be conquered. You know, from Obama, you know, the military was being gutted. You know, if you didn't agree with the homosexual agenda and that kind of garbage, you left and you retired. And now, you know, we got General Milley, and you got the transvestite, just horrible people, idiots. Okay, so what's going on now, and especially, you know, I didn't grab that story, but I'm thinking of it now, that the BRICS are meeting. That's Russia, Brazil,
Russia,
India, China, and South Africa. And, you know, so you got those people meeting, and they're getting rid of the dollar. They're challenging the West's dominance. Okay, so they're also in military alignment. Okay, like it was in World War II, you had the axis of evil, and you had the two sides, just like you do in any sports game, but this is for lives. So you got, the world is dividing into camps, and Russia, North Korea will fight alongside China. So you got, you know, not that North Korea is any great power, but they do have a lot of military people. A lot of bodies you could throw at a problem and overwhelm your opponent with using them. Okay, so America, you know, thinks she's got power. And I heard a retired general talking about how, you know, America uses old technology. Our tanks that we have, the M1 Abrams tanks, are pretty much obsolete. We've been using them since the 90s. They use turbine engines, and those engines are extremely hot. Okay, they burn over 1,000 degrees. So any satellite could pick up their heat plume. Okay, you know, and they only once you start them, they can't get shut off. So it's something very important for us to look at. So we have wars, the wars are coming, and we're not ready. Okay, so China regime has already declared the people's war against America. You know, the Ukraine has lost almost 500,000 people in this war. Russia's lost approximately 50,000 men. Okay, they've taken some damage, but not what the Ukraine has done. Okay, so we got the alliances happening. Let's see what else we got here in war. Communist dictator of Nicaragua authorized installation of Russian military bases and cruise missiles that can reach the U.S. For those that don't know their maps, Nicaragua is in Central America. Now, Russia is going to have a couple of military bases in the country of Nicaragua. And they're going to put their missiles there. Missiles stationed in Nicaragua can reach the U.S. capital in no time at all. So we have Daniel Ortega, okay, allowing the Russians to come into his nation and to set up bases, just like America sets up bases all around the world. Now the Russians, Ben, are setting up their bases around the globe. What do you see on the war front? You know, so we got COVID. They're going to start locking people down. There's going to be war, you know, because I know many people, you know, they're not being locked up. It's one of the things about North Carolina. You know, the PD, you know, except for some inner cities that are blue, you know, they don't go heavy-handed with this. So what do you think about the war? Do you think wars are coming? What do you think about this Nicaragua thing?
Definitely war is coming. Is World War III coming? I really couldn't say yes or no, but the way things are gearing up, we're definitely headed in that direction. But we're going to see more than just this little war, this war in Ukraine with the Russians, and we're going to see Russia stick their chest out to the rest of the world to push their dominance on the other countries. Seeing this, there was an article where Russia was set to fight alongside China. The Bible speaks of a 2 million man army, right?
200 million
man army.
In Revelation.
The only way, in Revelation's correct. The only way that they can achieve that number is by joining forces. Russia and Gog and Magog.
And China and India.
China and India?
Yeah, you need India along that, because India is part of the BRIC too.
Right. Okay, yeah. But, you know, what we're going to see is
countries invading other countries, you know, and this is where America is going to fall, you know. We're indoctrinating our young people to be weaponless, creating weak men. You know, there's an old saying that says weak men create hard times create strong men weak times create weak men. It's a vicious cycle. And I think we're done with the, you know, weak times or the easy times. We got hard times coming up ahead. And it's these nations that are going to join forces and with each other to invade the various lands that are ripe for the taking, America being one. And if we keep sleeping the way we are, we're in a lot of trouble. We need to wake up and return to God. We need to bend our knees. We need to seek, you know, his righteousness and his presence in our lives and in our schools, in our homes, in our families. You know, everywhere we go, we need to be in the presence of God, because I tell you, we're up for a lot of surprises, you know. And I say surprises because people are expecting one thing, but they're going to get another, you know. And the way not to be surprised is to read the Word of God, seek his faith, you know. Shlomo said in, what was it, was it Ecclesiastes, that the sole purpose of man is to obey Torah and seek God?
Ecclesiastes 12, you know? Kohelet 12.
Kohelet 12. So that's what we're supposed to do. But because we've turned our backs on God, God will turn his face from us, and he will let us suffer before we cry out to him for salvation and for mercy.
Another story that we didn't get to because we're going to be wrapping up here is Hungary is buying missile systems. Germany bought the Arrow system from Israel. When you see different countries, you know, gearing up, they're buying equipment, know that war is not far behind, because there isn't extra money to go around. So things are happening, and the powers that the evil powers that be, if they were so open about burning all those homes in Hawaii, they don't really care what you think. But there is a promise in Torah, and it's twofold. One, you have to know and believe and follow Messiah Yeshua. Two, you have to follow the commandments. And then Jehovah says in Torah, 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. So let's say we got 500. We'll be chasing a lot of people. So we have to get ready for what's going on and understand that there are lies that they're propagating. They're going to start trying to lock the country down again. They're locking schools up again. Rutgers is requiring that all their students have vaccinations. You know, all this garbage is happening again. And they're going to push it. And they're going to use the UN and our evil government officials. And the way we fight them is we got to start following our God in spirit and in truth. Spread the links about the Sledgehammer Show. Spread the links about our congregational website, bgmctv.org. And come and be with us. And we won't be on YouTube this week because they didn't like last week's message. So be with us on Rumble. That's rumble.com/bgmctv.org. rumble.com/bgmctv. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parashah. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat.
The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.